You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the morning shift. Back-to-back victory Mondays or day after games because one was on a Friday. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, and the wearer of Christmas hats, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and going to the second round of the playoffs. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson and Dylan, his favorite team in the history of sports, has an NFC East Division Championship once again. And he's smiling from ear to ear. Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. And, you know, our forces combined, we make up the morning shift. It's Christmas week, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to be happy about. You know, for the most part.
Christmas time is here.
That was not an invitation to Carol, Dylan, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So how much sleep have we had, everybody? Let's go around the room.
Oh, over two.
Okay.
Over two. I'm living the dream, though. You know what I mean? I'm living the dream today. Yeah. The vibes are high, so I feel good about it either way.
Yeah, I would say two is pushing it. But right around there. I don't know if you guys, I don't know about you, but it's great to say, I'll get to the office around, 2:20 and I'll get like 3 hours of sleep. But now I cannot go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep on the plane. I couldn't go to sleep when I got here.
That's how it was last night, man.
And it's
got home in plenty of time to get a good night's sleep. Could not sleep.
It's just like that. I think it's like that, your body is, doing all the necessary things to get you to where you got to go to get there. And then when you get there, you're like, well, I'm all amped up now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew, but I wasn't. I didn't have any Mountain Dew.
Oh, blast.
I'm sorry.
I have no idea what that's in
I just couldn't resist.
Trying to, I think, do the Baja Blast.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I know what the flavor is. I just don't know what that sounds like.
King of the Hill. Course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I've never heard that on King of the Hill, but that makes a lot more sense. I didn't know if it was a commercial. It's all good, though. All good. Remember when we had the reason I asked is because you remember when we had the whole Baja Blast conversation about Young Gravy? I was doing a thing with Young Gravy.
Yeah, I remember Young Gravy.
I was doing like a Baja Blast. I didn't even know who that was.
Really?
I was like, I'm going and doing some kind of digital campaign with Young Gravy.
I also never expected Young Gravy to be like a random white dude with brown hair.
I didn't either. Okay. It was crazy the amount of feedback we got that day when we talked about that because that was last year's Super Bowl.
Should have caught himself.
You've had some interesting collabs because you did the thing with Young Gravy and Lil Dicky, didn't you?
No. I think it was just Young Gravy.
He should have called himself.
I swear you did something with Lil Dicky.
I don't know.
But shouldn't he call himself like either. Sawmill Gravy?
Maybe I'm thinking it's the same person. I don't know.
Maybe that was Lil Dicky.
You definitely did something with Lil Dicky.
Are they both like randomly weird looking white dudes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know which one it was.
I can tell you no one tuned in to hear us talk about random looking white dudes with weird nicknames. So we just talk about me.
I do have a good news, bad news scenario for you guys this morning. Bad news first, you've had to deal with me for almost 8 months now. It is the 8-month anniversary of Allie Mack being on the morning shift.
Man, interesting. Like, you know, you set me up there to take shots, but not at you. So I'll just say, no, we've been happy.
Yeah.
But the good news is I got you guys Christmas gifts as a thank you, and I got to divvy them out. And you guys can choose when you want to open them. If you want to open them on air or not, it's fine. I don't care either way.
I decline.
You decline to open it in general.
Yeah, I didn't get you anything, so
thank you for bringing me on to the morning shift. This has changed the trajectory of my life. So
I bow out.
Well, you still got time, Bo. You can go get something after the show today.
The last day that we're all together, so I had to get everybody gifts. So
I think
we'll
have to open them on air, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I am one of those people that I feel like sometimes has to explain what they are, like, or why the rhyme or reason behind them.
Here's what I was thinking.
So you mentioned this one thing one time, and I remembered it from 5 months ago.
And this is why I got the red one and not the blue one.
Yes.
Are you the person that gets really excited to give a gift? Like when I buy somebody a gift and it gets in, I have to hide it to get to the time frame of when I'm going to give it, because if not, I just want to give it to them immediately because I get excited to give a gift.
If it's a good one, but if it's one I'm like, this is subpar. I'm not excited about that. And I'm like, I want to give it to you.
I'm with Bo. I'm a little upset with you because I did not get either one of y'all a Christmas gift.
Mike has never gotten me anything for Christmas. So.
This is not about that. This is the Christmas season. This is my thank you for bringing me into the world of the morning shift in 92.9 The Game.
Okay.
It just happens to be centered around Christmas.
I was wondering. I was like, you know, we went all the way through past, like, you probably updated us at you know, 1 month of you being on the 3 months, 4 months. And you're like, it's been 8 months. why are we drawing attention to this now?
Allow myself to behave like myself. Well, if this is not a Christmas present, then it's a little late to be giving it to me now.
Well, we'll get to the gifts in a little bit, but here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat No. 8 Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoffs. I was a little bit worried for your TV, Mike.
Roll Tide. We'll talk about it later.
Number 10, Miami beat Texas A&M. Number 5, Oregon beat number 12, James Madison. And Ole Miss beat Tulane. Now, the Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face them again tomorrow night. Patriots came back from an 11-point deficit to beat the Ravens, 28-24 on Sunday Night Football. Clinched a playoff spot. Tonight, the 49ers will take on Phillip Rivers and the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. And, of course, it is a Falcons victory Monday. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Cardinals 26-19, marking the Falcons' first win in Arizona since 2001. They got 2 sacks. Bo, what does that bring the sack count to?
The big 5-0, baby. And we're not talking about the police either.
Mm. You have any regrets?
No. Okay. I think you should.
Why me?
Because you attacked my character and my football knowledge and just the fiber of who I am that one day in McDonald's in Lithonia. Shout out to those people in Lithonia that came and saw us that day. And you know, you attacked me, and I probably yielded a little bit because, I mean, look, man, he's an All-American. He won a national title. You were a former Atlanta Falcon. I should be listening to you when it comes to sports. That won't be happening again.
Yeah.
But I don't regret it because it was a big number, and I don't think that even I could have dreamed that we'd had 58 with 2 games to go.
Yeah. It's weird how you envisioned that entire scenario. You know, I just simply saw myself trying to look at it through an analytical lens and making a lot of sense, and you looking at me going, you know what, he does make a lot of sense. Let me bring that number back down just a little bit. And nothing about us having 50 sacks right now makes sense. I'm just telling you, it doesn't.
I don't think you looked at it as an analytical thing at all. I think you were being a pessimist, and you said, I'm gonna use this moment to attack Squidbilly on the air And you did, and I played into it a little bit, but I don't regret it because I still stuck to at least 40. And I think the biggest thing about that is that if we'd have gotten into the year and they had just been at 40, and you would still be feeling good about the progression of this defensive line. And I do take offense to some tweets that were taken yesterday about Grady Jarrett. All these bloggers and everything. I'm not going to go into it, but for one, using the moment of Brandon Doris getting his 8th sack to call out Grady Jarrett, which I didn't like.
Oh.
Not call out, but just kind of say, well, he never did this. And then two, for everyone to then use that moment to belittle everything that we were or weren't on the defense from that point, during Grady Jarrett's career. I think it's great what we're doing, and I think we've got a defensive front seven that fits what the defensive coordinator wants to do.
No doubt, and that's my biggest takeaway. I think either way, no matter whether you said 50 or 40 or 30 or whatever your thought was coming into the year, I don't think anybody would have had Brandon Dorlus ending up with 8.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At this point.
All right, well, I called them everybody. And I'm not going to – most everyone that has a microphone or a pen or calls into a radio show – was killing, once again, the GM saying, see, look how bad their draft sucks. Rook and Dorlus suck. They're bust. And they couldn't have been more wrong. However, you know, we will agree to disagree on maybe what the plan was for one of them. But both those guys, really, they truly didn't feel like they were in a position to basically contribute last year. But this year, they have been very high contributors.
Correct. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I look at. I think it's almost a lesson for myself and a lot of people that a lot of things being done up front can be made better by the scheme, the coordinator, and everything else. And, you know, I know there's a lot of decisions left to be made the next couple of weeks about this staff and about everything, you know, future-facing decisions about people that are here and people that are not. But, man, Jeff Ulbrich and what he's been able to do, and I know we'll get into it, it's been unbelievable. It really has. And to be able to get those numbers up front, to be able to get those guys up front to play at a level that we didn't think was even possible for a Falcons team, much less some of the individuals involved in those decisions and those paths moving forward, it's been awesome, man. So I just watched James Pierce get after it a little bit yesterday. You watched some of the twist stunts. I don't know, but I don't feel like they blitzed as much yesterday as they have in the past, and they were able to kind of get home against some of the backup linemen. It was a pleasure to watch what they were doing defensively. And so That was one of my biggest takeaways from the game is that Jeff Ulbrich's game plan was insanely good yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was too, especially with the fact that they brought in a guy in Trey, or they didn't bring in, they came in to place a guy in Trey McBride who had, coming off a 12-catch, 100-something yard day with two touchdowns, has averaged over 100 yards a game against Atlanta, and this was his third game against us. And basically he got, four catches for 20-something yards. And then he decided to be a punk and try to call out Jesse Bates. And the next three plays did not go so well for Trey McBride. In fact, Jesse Bates pretty much said, don't ever try to call me out again. And we'll get to that, obviously. The Ulbrich thing was phenomenal. And I feel vindicated for Allie. I don't know how much you know of this, but I take pregame field walks every time I get to a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they're pretty quick. And I always send Mike a picture of the field. I mean, pretty much in the 3 years, Mike's been on pregame and I've sent him a picture of a field. Even turf every once in a while, I don't do it. In the last 2 weeks, I don't like the field. Last week, I didn't like the field in Tampa. It became a mud path in the middle of it at the end. And then yesterday, I told him, I said, this field, we were in pregame. I said, this field, Mike, I don't know how to explain it, but it's damp, right? Like, it feels soggy walking on. And the field was absolutely an issue. I did talk to Zane Gonzalez about the field after on the way to the bus. And just kind of how that field was. And if you notice that the Arizona kicker, I think he's 3 for 3 at the moment, and then he falls down on a kickoff, and he misses his next two kicks. Coincidence? I think not.
I did hear you talking about the spongy grass during the pregame, and I thought,
spongy is a good word.
No.
Yeah, spongy is a good word. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like.
It made me absolutely nervous when you talked about that. So I was watching the game yesterday at Dillon's in Lawrenceville for the Falcons watch party, and it was tied at half. I want to know from you guys, though, what moment did you exhale a little bit, and you're like, we got this?
I don't know.
I'll tell you that it's 10-0. You get a field goal, and something happens. You get the ball back at 10-3. No, they went on and scored and make it 13-3, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe they did.
And because I don't think there's any punts in that game yesterday. And
none for us.
And then you get a three-play, 65-yard drive, which was literally all Bijan. Absolutely all Bijan. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, I felt like a fart bubble in your stomach, and it just like released because it felt like the offense was getting no footing, and you just wasn't there, and all of a sudden that bubble was gone, you know, and you could just like kind of like exhale a little bit. That was for me, and it wasn't like the game or anything, but it just felt like now you got it going, you know.
Allie, I can't possibly follow that up.
I mean,
that's about the same time that I lost my bubble as well.
It's nothing like releasing some gas,
yeah,
man.
You know what I mean?
Nothing like releasing some gas.
We went out on Friday time. Talking about boogers, and here we are again.
I won't do it to you. I won't do it to you.
Well, coming up, we are going to continue to celebrate this Falcons victory. Monday got a lot of guys to highlight. Bijan, Kirk, and we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.